Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is a conference finals week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Now flips it to Schroeder on the right wing, guarded by Harris. They get it back to Mitchell. Mitchell on the right wing on Harris. Step back three on the way. Mitchell, nothing but net!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brandon Sprague, conference finals week on The Fan is brought to you by Video Only. For the best deals on Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs, shop Video Only, or you'll be sorry. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
Right in the butt.
Happy Friday. We got a three-day weekend ahead. The office, a little bit of a thinning of the herd and a holiday weekend. It'll happen from time to time. Yeah. I don't blame anybody.
Is there school today? Did the kids have to go to school, or did the teachers' unions conveniently schedule in-service days today?
You're a loser.
That's a great question. I'd imagine kids are in school, but I don't know. My kid's not school age yet, so those ones always surprise me.
When is preschool on the table for a Teddy ball game?
The ones in the neighborhood, he can't technically start until he's three, so we're kind of in a weird, and then they want it to be, like, you have to start in September, and so he can't technically start until next September.
Okay, because he just turned two, right?
He turned two in January, so he'll be three technically during this next school year, but you can't, and then maybe there's some you can find that you can enroll in middle of the year. So one more year to get through.
When number two comes?
Yeah.
Are we discussing some extra help, nanny type?
Or? We haven't even got there yet.
Okay.
Know? I'm just taking it day by day.
That's okay. I didn't know when that discussion might kick in. Like
taking
it
day by day. You know, we're just trying to keep our head above water. Playing golf today, swag. I'm very excited about
it. I know
that.
You should.
It's 80 degrees.
That's my guy.
That's my guy.
yeah. If anybody wants to come help out, you're welcome to come help out, all right? I'm going to need it. I'm going to have my hands full.
I'm just curious, have you gotten Teddy, working on the caddy game?
He does. I mean, he's into hitting golf balls all over the backyard.
Well, there's that, but there's being a caddy.
There is. I already told him.
Help that out.
My first job that I had when I was in middle school, because you could have it, you didn't have to be there's age requirement stuff that wasn't fully.
You're right.
I was a caddy at Waverly. Was the first job I ever had. I think I started in seventh grade, which is funny to think back to little 4'2" dirt carrying somebody's giant ass golf bag, up and down.
You get Al Cervix bag there.
Well, and then you got a lot of riches over there, and you'd go their member guest tournament would happen. You get stiffed with a $20 tip. This is nonsense, you bastard. So I ended up kind of not liking it because I just didn't find the right people. Maybe I also was lazy. Could have been each, who knows. But the perk of it was I don't know if they still have it, but they had an Employee Monday thing.
Yeah.
Whereas if you caddy, if you worked or in the project, whatever, you'd go get a tea time on a Monday. Yeah. So he doesn't know what I'm saying, but I'm already telling him.
Yeah.
In about 10 years from now, you're going to go caddy at a country club nearby the house.
There you go.
And I'm going to play with you on Mondays. We're making this thing happen. No, he's in the ball. We're doing a lot of the parenting at this age has gotten a lot easier for me. Because our afternoons are filled with, wake up from a nap, and what do you want? Let's go shoot some hoops. Let's go throw a baseball around. Let's kick a soccer ball.
Yeah, he doesn't need a nap, every hour and a half.
No, we get up. It takes one in the middle of the day, and you get up, and it's let's just go run around outside and be crazy.
We're down to, one nap in the day?
One nap, middle of the day. The longer ones are better, If you still get one that goes a little over 2 hours, it's delightful. It gives you a little chunk in the middle of the day. But I digress. I will say, too, before we get too deep into the woods here in the final hour, I got a little bit of a jealousy going on right now.
Oh.
In the office?
Yeah, with who?
The brand man's hair's, he's got a thing going on up top. It's, I don't know what his intentions are and how long he's planning on keeping this going. He looks like a Minnesota hockey player. He's got some good flow.
Yeah, some good flow.
I've grown out the hair. Now, I did it last football season. I got it long. It was flipping in the back. I had the locks going. And then I shaved it because my team got humiliated on national television again, and probably a sign of the depression that I was in. I shaved it myself in my bathroom while crying, if you want that visual. I'm like, he's got some waves. There's a lot of product in there. I just, you know, I got to admit.
I have bigger questions about the facial hair.
For him?
Yeah.
Yeah, what he's cooking up in
what
the
is,
facial
what
hair.
Is, what is plans? What yeah. he's thinking
What's
with
the long-term
that?
Vision here? Are we? How long are we letting the locks go? Is this going to be like, he looks like he's breeding himself to have a mullet, if that makes sense. Like he's,
yeah.
that's a good looking mullet if he were willing to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what his intentions are, but again.
That's some good baseball flow too, out
dude,
of the back of the batting
baseball flow.
Helmet.
Yes. Good hockey flow. You know, whatever you're doing, Bram, man, it's working. Mm-hmm. All right.
I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
Lots to get to in this hour. Spring in line coming up about 20 minutes from now.
Yeah.
I chuckled at this one. So this came across the wire yesterday. You are a play-by-play guy.
I am.
Noted play-by-play guy in the area.
I don't know how noted, but yes.
You're noted. It's noted. You know, we'll note you.
I've been doing it for a while.
We got...
It's over! Here's the situation. We think...
So you got years of experience. You got a little resume built up. You got some demo tapes and all that, right? Yeah. Let me ask you, is this enough?
I'll work for cheap Tom Dundon if you want to go that route.
Hey.
It'll probably be more than I'm making here. So,
Would you consider, if you applied for an NFL job?
NFL job.
NFL radio voice.
What's open? Is something open?
I'll tell you in a moment.
Okay.
Calling NFL games since 1992 is enough experience, would you think?
I would think so.
That's a bit of a time frame. I was 3 years old in 1992. I'm now 37. So, you know, that's a long time ago.
I was graduating from college. So,
this happened. There is somebody who's stepping down after 20 years behind the mic. And it was a great reminder of like, oh, that's right. That's an all-time bad name to have.
Oh, the Ravens.
Ravens, Jerry Sandusky.
Yes.
Spelled with a G.
Yes.
Jerry is. I think Sandusky's the same. Different Jerry Sandusky, no relation.
Yep.
I'm surprised he didn't change his name.
I am too.
20 years he's been the radio voice of the
kinda
Ravens.
Give him a little credit for not.
Yeah, you know what? This is my name. Screw you. Like, you know,
I
didn't
I have
wrong.
My own reputation. I have my own professionalism. Why do I have to change my name? He's the schmuck.
I think I would have changed it.
Yeah.
You know, but he's their own. He didn't do it. 20 years. He's hanging it up. I'm done. Radio career over in Baltimore.
He's had a long career. Yeah.
Very long career behind the mic. Usually when these moves happen for professional teams, it's kind of like we got the guy in the wings or we got the guy that we know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of we promote from within or whatever. Sometimes you go out of house.
Sometimes there's somebody that that fills in. Sometimes a lot of these local guys, they get have an opportunity to do some national stuff every once in a while.
Sure. You bounce around, getting experience.
He gets sick. Something happens.
Yeah. You got to fill in for a game. NFL may be a little bit different because it's one game a week, but I know that happens all the time in like the NHL when there's guys that miss a, you know, a cracking game. All of a sudden it's Mike Benton calling a game on radio and you're
or,
like, oh,
you
okay.
know, family members getting married. It's like a wedding. I need to go to this. It's my daughter, my son, something like something come up over the course of 20 years.
Well, the Ravens are not doing that. They have listed it on they're going out of house. They're basically saying it is. So you
should
go apply.
Okay.
But although I don't know if this story will give you much hope of getting the job.
Oh.
Bill Rosinski, do you know the name Bill Rosinski?
I do know that name.
Bill Rosinski has called games for
ESPN Radio
forever.
Yes.
Westwood One. He's done Westwood One games. He was at one point the voice of the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers, not simultaneously, but at different points. He's called games for each team. He has been calling NFL games since 1992 in some capacity on a regular basis. He sees this and says, you know what? Throw my name in the ring.
I'll go live in Baltimore.
Baltimore. I've been doing this. I have enough. They asked for, so many years of experience calling games, being comfortable on camera, and a long demo tape. He applied for the job. The Ravens responded to him in his email. You ready for this? Hello. Not personalized, just a generic hello.
Oh.
Thank you for your interest in the play-by-play announcer and being the voice of the Ravens. The opportunity. At this time, we've decided to pursue other candidates whose background and experience are more closely aligned with the requirements of the position. We appreciate the time and effort you put into interviewing with us. We enjoyed getting to learn more about you as well as share our team and organization. Please monitor our website for future opportunities. And he took to social media and said, they're looking for a new play-by-play guy. I applied for the position.
Who's got more experience than him?
I've been the voice of two NFL teams along with 10 years at ESPN Radio doing college football and three stints at Westwood One. The requirements line had me laughing. Oh, well, I tried. So if you would like to apply for that job, you can. Yeah. I don't know if I like your chances.
No.
Because you don't quite have that same. I just. What?
Yeah.
If you want to go a different direction, that's fine. You don't like the voice or you think somebody's better, that's fine.
I don't
know
if, you know, 10 years of OSAA football championship games might, you know.
Those are great calls. I was behind the board for a lot of them.
I know.
Running high school football games back in the day. The old Bi-Mark game of the week.
That's right.
Moment in time at the Fan. We were talking about that with Cooley after the show yesterday. Some great memories. Things I had to do. Good memories. Turn back the clock. So, unfortunately for Bill Rosinski, he will not be the next radio voice of the Baltimore Ravens. As wow. Jerry Sandusky
hangs him up. He got form lettered.
He got form lettered. I love it. It wasn't even like, hey, Bill, thanks for the... It was just, hello. Thank you for your interest in the Ravens play-by-play announcer
job. The funny part's going
to
be when they hire some 36-year-old that... Yeah.
Yes. Why would they do that? Maybe saves you a little bit of money. Wait, I thought Tom Dunnan was the only one who could possibly do that. Is that what you're yeah. telling me?
Or he's like just a fresher face and better on social media or some, be, yeah, some more, crap like that.
More handy with some of the modern technology and stuff that you need to be able Doing to call games.
He'll do podcasts and we don't have to
Although,
pay him extra.
To the argument of Jason Swigart, I'd bet you'd be cheaper than Bill Rosinski. I'd bet you'd be willing to do it for a little
Probably.
Bit less. So, you know, maybe that's yeah. their game plan here. The Bishottis are saying, how do we save a little bit of money? That throw your hat in the ring. Baltimore would be a great town to live in. Have you ever been to Baltimore?
No.
Baltimore's a
and
cool
Baltimore
city.
Is one of those cities that I would like to go learn more about.
It's got a bad rap. Like, there's obviously pockets, but we do that everywhere. Like,
every big city's got pockets.
You know, it's dangerous. Like, yeah, dude, go,
no,
don't go hang out under a bridge.
Would I love to go in September and maybe get a weekend when the Orioles were home and a Ravens game?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah, and you're not far.
Might be number one on my bucket list, camp. Not bucket list, but places I've been. Like, number one on my big board, I should say.
I've heard the food's outstanding.
Like, AT&T will always be, because it's my team, and it's a nice stadium, yeah. and the ocean view, and all. Like, you go to a Giants game
but
on a nice
day. But you're there in the Inner Harbor, and go Dude. See the plaque where Junior hit the home run yes. off the warehouse in the All-Star game. And
Camden Yards is unreal, man. Yeah. I was talking to my neighbors a couple weeks ago. Ironically, we talked about that yesterday, how I don't like talking to neighbors. Some I do. And the ones that are into sports,
You'll
it certainly
see if
helps.
Adley remembers when I called, you know, football
yeah,
when he was at Sherwood.
When I was calling Sherwood
Speaking
games back in the day.
Bi-Mark games of the week.
That's right. He was the kicker. He's out there making plays. And my neighbors are going to Camden. I asked if they had ever been. They said no. And I'm like, oh, dude, you're in for a treat, man.
Yeah.
It is glory. You get a nice sunny afternoon day in Baltimore. The you know the warehouse and the right yeah. it's badass, dude. It's
got a barbecue out there,
an old school, new school feel. Yeah, that's top of the line. Baltimore would be a cool city to live in. So go apply. That's available.
Okay.
I did see this kind of randomly in the NFL. I got a couple, just kind of a hodgepodge of things to get to here as we start the final hour. I'll give you an update on the poll question of the day for the Blazers coaching search. This one shocked me. One did not shock me. One did. So lines are starting to come out on the NFL season now that we know the schedule
yes.
and how it's all going to shake
Initial
out.
Initial lines.
There is a team who is an underdog in 17 of their 18 games this year, as of now.
Cardinals?
Now, it's the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. They are an underdog. Wait, do we play 17 games now? Yeah.
17.
18 weeks. 17 games. Losing 7-9 BS has broken my brain forever, so thank you for that. So they are an underdog in all 17 of their games.
Jeff
every
Fisher
single one.
Want to coach the Blazers? Oh, sorry.
Up and down. He's got a good mustache. probably do it for cheap, too. He's looking for work. on the other side of it, this one kind of surprised me. Now, the division isn't the toughest gauntlet, although I don't know if they're my pick to win it. The Cincinnati Bengals, as of right now, are favored in 15 of their 17 games.
Well, they finished third in their division, or were they dead last? Were they worse than Cleveland?
No way they were worse than Cleveland. No way, right?
So they finished third. Because they would have been Baltimore and
they were
6 Pittsburgh.
And 11. They were only a game ahead of Cleveland. Cleveland was 5-12.
Yeah.
Cincinnati 6-11. Baltimore 8-9.
Okay, so they have
Pittsburgh,
a third place schedule.
Yes.
So they're playing third place teams from the other divisions that they're not matched up with. My guess is they're matched up with the, if not looking at this, they're matched up with the NFC South.
Let me see. Yes, you are correct.
And then their other division in. Would be the
AFC East? AFC South, it appears.
AFC South.
As I'm scrolling through their schedule.
So they have the two South divisions.
Yeah, which are both bad.
So talent-wise, their roster would look better than them. So I'm going to guess the road game at Baltimore.
Yes, they would be an underdog.
Is it both Baltimore games?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. It didn't say. I just saw it was a Schefter thing. He said they're... So I just pulled up. Yeah, they're a 3.5-point dog on the road at Baltimore. Let me check the other Ravens.
So it might be a pick 'em at home.
They get the Chiefs at home. Are they favored against the Chiefs? They are. They're a 1.5-point favorite at home against the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs were in third place AFC West. That's part of their schedule. Let's look at the other Baltimore game. Late in the year, New Year's Eve game. No, they're favored in that one. It's got to be another road game then. I don't even know what it
at
is.
At Pittsburgh or at Cleveland?
It could be one of the two. Let's check Pittsburgh. Or, oh, it could be the Texans in week two. Let me see.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. They would
Yep,
be,
Texans
be
are favored by
2.5.
Those are the only two games that they're an underdog in all year. As of right now. Now, that's got to change. A long ways to go. Injuries happen all
So
that.
What's their over-under?
That's a great question. Let's pull that up. Because if that's the case... I mean, they added to their defensive
line. So if their over-under is like 8.5 or something,
right?
Why would I not be... So one of
9.5.
Okay, so one of two things is going to happen. Either I'm laying the wood on their season over total, if I look at that and say Vegas thinks they're favored in all of these games, or I'm going to go look at the road Baltimore game, the Chiefs game. Like, if I can get those... And lay the wood on
the Chiefs. Like you're talking about betting against him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you get the Chiefs right now plus money on the road in Cincinnati if you want to bet it.
Yeah.
And it's a later in the season game, so you assume Mahomes will be back, but nothing guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea to scroll ahead in the schedule and bet.
Yeah. We need Ken Barkley.
Yeah. It's a good Ken question right there. It feels like there's an area to capitalize.
Like something doesn't compute. You have them at 9.5 on the win total, but they're favored
in
15 of 17 games.
15 of 17.
How do I go, Ken, if you're listening, wherever you're playing golf today or whatever you're doing, if you're on a sailboat in Newport, Rhode Island.
You know what? I don't like jokes.
I know. I don't like jokes. Tell me how to play this. This is what we need Ken for right now. It's easy to go look at a line and in the playoffs or whatever. But this stuff now, because this is where he makes his money, like futures bets
yes,
and all of this
ahead.
Crap.
Yes.
So if we can get him from the sailboat in Newport, Rhode Island.
Call in, Ken.
Because I'm God knows what I'm going to have to help my dad out when we get the medical bill from a month and a half in El Paso.
Ooh, buddy. Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a full update on Medicare, how well it works or doesn't work.
Yeah, that's a good, how's the system looking?
So I need to generate some cash. Yeah.
Not a bad way to do it.
I think we need to reach out to Ken.
Do we
Welcome
feel like
to summer vacation.
Are we shorting? Do we feel better shorting the Bengals
yes.
or riding the Bengals?
Or if Vegas thinks they should be favored in all of these games, why is
the
their win total only 9.5 and how much should I put on the over
yeah.
for that?
Dude, this is a great question.
This is why I'm your producer.
This is it. This
Schulte
is why you're
ain't
here.
Coming up with this crap.
No, well, Schulte didn't even show up yesterday. He no-showed us, man.
Smell the ass of a porcupine.
He actually didn't know. I mean, he let Brandon know, but I walked in and I'm like, hey, that doesn't look like Schulte. Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
That's Brandon.
Did
Welcome
he have
back.
To wash his Mariner's thong?
Eat your own butt.
No, I meant something family. I don't know. They have family. Something family going
Sorry,
on.
Sorry, Schulte. That was
I
a
don't ask
blow.
Questions. I just said who. You know, that's great. So I just that's an interesting one. 15 and 17 games is pretty remarkable. Because there's an angle there. We just got to. I'm not smart enough to come up with it, but there's an angle there. There's a way to capitalize on that.
We got to reach out and we need to find when we need to have Ken on again.
Yes,
find
that
out
would be
what
great.
He's got going for summer. Maybe we do it before the finals and the U.S. Open somewhere in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Not a bad idea. Let's get to our poll question of the day. And ironically, there's another twist to it. And we'll talk a little bit more about this in the final hour of the show. Neighborhood Restaurant Group brings you the fan poll question on X every day. Dinner tonight at one of their five locations, Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market. And that was, who do you want to be the next head coach of the Portland Trailblazers? Now, we gave you the three options who had been listed as the known finalists. Jeff Van Gundy.
Yes.
Yeah, you heard that right. Jeff right. Van Gundy. Mike Anori, the assistant in Minnesota, or your very own Tiago Splitter. Come on down. Chris Haynes has added another name to the list.
Oh, do we need to have a late entry?
We are up to four finalists now.
Okay.
Hold your fours up. It's fourth quarter.
Well, we heard they were interviewing, like, anybody and everybody.
Dude, if you have a pulse and you've touched a basketball, I'm pretty sure they've interviewed you at this point.
We think Sprague got an interview.
He definitely did. They were worried about his win-loss record, though. They can't quite overlook the L's that he was catching in seventh grade hoops. They have come away impressed with Utah Jazz assistant Mike Williams.
Okay.
And he is amongst the final candidates, according to Chris Haynes, for the Blazers head coaching job. Now, if you want to ask me on a whim, who is Mike Williams? When I Google Mike Williams, the wide receiver shows up.
No, not him.
It's not that Mike Williams. Not him. It's a different Mike Williams.
So if we hire a jazz assistant, are we thinking we're going back all tank? Is that where
we're tanking again?
Yeah.
He has been, hired in 2023 to join the. Before that, he was the head coach of the Capital City Go-Go.
Oh, is that the G League team for D.C.?
They're the Capital City Go-Go's? That's a great name. That's pretty solid. He's been an intern for the Blazers.
Oh, okay.
Assistant manager at his time at University of Maryland. He would join the Wizards organization in 2018 as a player development assistant, and then he was promoted in 2021 head coach of the Capital City Go-Go's.
Okay.
Where he led the franchise to record-breaking seasons and highly efficient offensive metrics. And he was added to the Utah bench, and he's a part of on-court player development and refining the team's offensive strategy. So, throw another one into the mix. We got four finalists that we know of. Mike Williams is the latest out of Utah as they continue to cast their wide net. I got no issues with them. So there you go. There's the latest. We will update the poll question of the day, and you can go vote at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter as we wrap up the show. Here are only about 40 minutes to go in our week. Let's do a little Sprague in the line, though, shall we? We got a lot to gamble on this weekend. Do the top seeds in the hockey bounce back and win games two? Do we get the Spurs or the Thunder running away with the Western Conference Finals, or the Knicks done in the East, or the Cavs, I should say, done in the East? We'll get to some Sprague in the line. We'll do it next. On 105.1 The Fan.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. 9:27. We're almost there. The week's almost done. Got a tea time around the corner.
That's good shit right there.
Yeah, it is, buddy. Yeah, it is.
What's working in your game? Are you good off the tee right now?
No, I can't get off the tee to save my life.
Oh, you're like Rory hitting it all over the place?
Cannot get off the tee. It's actually been a bit of an inverse of what I usually am, hitting it good off the tee.
Yeah, usually you just rip it.
Clunking my way around the green and chunking chips and three-putting and all that. It's been kind of the opposite, which makes me feel good, but also horrible, because getting off the tee is the best part of golf. Hitting good tee shots, chicks dig the long ball, you know what I mean? So we'll see how it goes today. Look forward to that. It is Memorial Day weekend. Remember why it is a three-day weekend for everybody. A reminder that we will not be here on Monday. Nobody will be. We will not be doing local shows Monday. We are closed down, and everybody will be back in town on Tuesday. Did want to pass along, so I just have been kind of wrapped up. It's hard to keep track of things and do the show at the same time, like with news breaks. I had not seen the a listener tweeted that to me. Thank you for doing that. I did not see that report on the Utah assistant, Mike Williams. There's also another one, and this comes to us from Mark Stein. Now, maybe there's more. I don't subscribe to his Substack.
Okay,
at some
point, you're not a finalist. You're just still in the running. How long's the damn list?
Well, that was kind of the point that I had yesterday about the Van Gundy announcement, because it's like, they're requesting a formal interview. He's a finalist for the job. It's like, have you talked to him yet?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they did. Is there a formal and informal? If you just chat with somebody, you don't have to let the team know, but if it's formal,
so there's
you have to
a
let them
search
know.
Process.
Yeah.
And then you call that to, okay, we want to talk to these people, but I don't know that that makes you a finalist yet if this is the initial round of interviews.
I don't know.
And then after that, then if you can't, if a clear favorite does not present itself, we're hiring that guy no matter what.
Right.
It's like, well, we could go here or there. Then you bring a couple people back for secondary interviews. Mm. Those are your finalists.
It's interesting because I wonder how many of these guys, also we'll spring the line on a couple things here in a moment. I'm wondering how many of these guys too, unless Dallas knows what they're going to do and they've already told the person.
Yes.
If they're leaving that open-ended, why would any of these guys, if you're interviewing for Dallas, why would you accept a job somewhere else?
Exactly.
Because we can feel how we want about our market. We all have to acknowledge, right? No. Like, if you're offered the Dallas job or the Portland job, you're taking the Dallas
job
in a
heartbeat. Dallas job. You've got Cooper Flag. You have no state income tax. What are you doing?
It's like, it's not even a debate.
Yeah.
So I just, and again, maybe they know, maybe it's Sean Sweeney or somebody else, and they're like, we've zeroed it down, and they've told these guys they're out of the running for that. But if there's any way that they're talking to multiple teams and Dallas is one of them, I would not, even if Portland offered me the job, I'd be like, well, let's wait and see what Dallas is going to do. One more name to throw into the bunch here. This is from Mark Stein and Jake Fisher.
Okay.
They are adding that another person interviewing this weekend, so maybe we're not at the finalist stage.
Who's leaking all this stuff?
I don't know. It's getting nauseating to talk about at times because it's just speculation, and I can't wait till we actually get real news. Although, yeah, I should say it's not real news. They are going to interview Jerry Stackhouse this weekend.
Okay.
Jerry Stackhouse. Now, for those who don't know, let me double check. Yeah. I am fairly confident he was on Golden State staff this year.
I'm trying to remember what. Yeah, I saw him on a bench.
He was obviously at Vanderbilt for a while,
Vanderbilt,
and that went bad.
Yep.
I don't know that they were bad,
just not great.
Okay. He's been in Golden State for the last two or three seasons as an assistant.
Okay.
His time at Vanderbilt, let me find his win-loss record. This is playing days, college Vanderbilt. Yeah, he never made a tournament. He was there. Now, one of the years he was there was COVID, so you got to keep that. Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Five total seasons there. He was 70-92, 28-60 in SEC play. Ooh.
That wasn't good.
And two NITs in 21-22, 23-24. Okay. His last year there was 23-24. He went 9-23, 4-14, and they fired him at Vanderbilt. So it's also such a different animal in college. Or do you have funding for NIL?
Yeah, what were they doing
NIL-wise? And,
yeah.
You don't need to recruit. I guess you do need to recruit.
You have to recruit, but if you're recruiting the heck and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody else swoops in and says, here's $1.5 million, and Vanderbilt's like, well, we can give you $250.
There's only so much you could do. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have any issue with this. I've said all along, you know, it's been – I brought up the idea that, you know, when they hired Stotts, which would have been, what, 2010? I mean, it's been forever.
Yeah.
That was the last time we had a legitimate coaching search. And we cast a wide net. We sat down with a lot of people. Now, ironically, at the time, I remember when they hired Stotts, it felt like he was kind of a placeholder. Like, who? The guy who had already been a head coach and flamed out? And he ended up being here for more than a decade. He was great, beloved in this city. And, you know, when they moved on from him, I made this argument many a times that that was a bit of a breaking point for me. You lost in embarrassing fashion in the playoffs, primarily because of the way the roster was built, and you ran him out of town and you kept the GM around
who created the same problem,
and then doubled down on it by acquiring another small guard, and it ended horribly for you. Again, the memory holding of what this organization has done for the last 20 years. I didn't have any issue firing him. It just felt it should have been a mutual firing. Like, you're gone and Neil's gone. That's clean house here.
Yeah, if you want to clean house and start over, that's one thing. It's like, we need a fresh perspective. We're just going to, okay, you get it.
Yes.
It's nobody's fault necessarily, but.
No, we just need to start over.
The things run its course. Yes. We need a different.
Let's try again.
Concept.
How about that?
Yeah.
There's no rumors. Stotts had the local comments about, you know, I'm interested in the job. I don't think they've interviewed him. I don't know if he's a candidate for the job. I don't blame him for wanting the job and wanting to come back. But there's been no reporting on him actually being a finalist or getting interviewed that I'm aware of. So that's the latest. I guess we're up to five potential finalists now. The list keeps growing. You know.
We'll at some point, it's just a list.
It is just a list. Of
candidates
people
that are still in play.
Yes. Let's get to a couple of things for the weekend, shall we? As we kind of turn our gaze towards what's going to happen here over the weekend.
Yes. What's got your eye? Do you have a holiday weekend parlay?
I do. I mean, I got a couple of things I'm going to throw at you. I love the idea. Now, I kicked myself for not doing it in the Vegas Avs series. I didn't gamble on game one, but last night I capitalized on the layoff blues, if you will.
Yes.
It's just 11 days is a long time.
And you didn't even know how bad the Hurricanes are in game one of conference finals.
I am going to double dip the chip, not on the money line, but on the puck line.
for Carolina?
For the home teams in game twos.
Yes.
So tonight and tomorrow night. Colorado minus 1.5 is plus 136. And Carolina minus 1.5 is plus 124. Now, it's always a roll of the dice on the puck line because you might need an empty netter at the end, and that's not always a guarantee. But it's fun.
Well, you're more likely to get empty netters in the playoffs because teams will pull the goalie sooner in the game.
Yeah, you get down, you could be down by 3 with 6 minutes to go, and you're pulling the goalie.
Like right.
The overs are usually a good bet in that regard
overs
for that
are good
reason.
Bets. You can get over 6.5 at plus 110 for tonight's game.
Ooh, that's not a bad bet either. Carter Hart's playing really well though for Vegas.
Yeah,
but I still like Colorado to win the game. They have so much firepower.
Now, it's only 5.5 in the Canes-Canadian series, so that's minus 130. You're not getting much value there.
Not a lot of juice there. But that is parlay number one for me, just those two. I'm doing a hockey standalone, 1.5 puck line tonight and tomorrow, so
there
it's got to carry over. I took an L the other night in game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. I did. I gambled on the Spurs again. Mm. They've had OKC's number throughout the course of the series. I don't know if I have a feel for game 3. Do you? Because we don't know right now.
Well,
De'Aaron
one,
Fox,
we need to figure out who's playing.
Yes, Fox
That's
is
a
questionable.
Big one. I don't know at what point.
Harper
we might
questionable.
Get, and we don't Jalen know. Williams is questionable. The way he looked, I would be surprised. Now, OKC's played a lot more without Jalen Williams. I don't think it affects them as much.
No, San Antonio
as not
needs
having Harper and Fox.
Yeah, they need one of their
Spurs.
Guards. Right now, San Antonio favored by 1.5 for game 3 of the series tonight.
I might look to take the Thunder on the money line.
Yeah, plus 105 on the road to get a win. Not a bad bet.
I just think they're not going to be fazed by what they're walking into.
No.
Seems like they had a better approach to Wemby with Hartenstein more. The only thing in this, will the home court influence the whistle in San Antonio's favor more?
Are they doing their Fiesta shirts tonight, I wonder?
I would imagine they'll do something.
Get your Fiesta tees.
They will definitely do something.
Okay.
So that would be the only question I have is, will there be a major disparity in free throws between San Antonio and OKC?
Okay.
If the whistle's fairly even, then I like the Thunder on the money line.
Yeah. It's also the idea, too, like it's really difficult to gamble on San Antonio right now. We can carry this into the last segment, but the not knowing if Harper or Fox are going to play.
Mm-hmm.
With their youth and inexperience, I don't know if they can overcome that. To your point on J-Dub not playing for the OKC, that's been all year for them.
A.J. Mitchell's been fantastic.
They don't need him. He's a luxury to have at this point.
Yeah, McCain, Isaiah Joe, whoever you're going to run in there, Cason Wallace, whatever.
You got enough there, right? We got enough in the bag that we can go to.
All right.
Antonio played a guard that I never see. Some bald guy making threes the other night. I'm like, this guy's 30? Who the hell is this guy?
Was that McCall?
Yes, exactly.
McCullough?
I think so.
Something like that.
Like, who is this cat?
Can I interest you in this?
What do you got?
Where did it
I got go? One more bet for the weekend.
This is the sixth time the Knicks have taken a 2-0 series lead in the conference division finals in franchise history.
Mm.
New York is 0-5 in the previous game threes in that scenario, all of which have been on the road. They are 2.5-point dogs on the road.
Are you
hammering the Cavs, or do you think they have thrown in the towel?
No, that's a good bet. I didn't know the history there, because I didn't realize this either. You brought up Carolina and the NHL and their game ones. They're 0-7 in conference final game ones now?
Yes.
They've never won a game
0-8 now.
Or 0-8 now. They were 0-7 going in. That's not all historical trends lead me to want to gamble it. That's one. I think you get the season on the line, we can't miss from three, Mitchell goes off, crowd into it, Knicks playing with their food a little bit.
They are going to find a way to utilize Allen and Mobley way more
at home,
in the post.
Sure. I think that's one where you almost take the line and you bet it up. Like, I don't know how high you want to go, but I would be willing to do some alt lines for that game.
Alternative lines.
I think the Knicks are going to win the series in 5. I think this is the one game that Cleveland wins tomorrow night. And then the New York Knicks bounce back in game 4.
So what sort of score are you predicting?
What's like 14.5? Give me 14.5.
Oh, you want to go up there.
Yeah, I think double-digit blowout win. Knicks have not shot the ball well from some of their key guys. What's Brunson in the series from threes? Like 2 of 15. Yeah.
Plus 482 right now at 14.5.
I'm doing that. I'm throwing that into the card. Give me that on my Chauncey Billups card of the weekend.
Okay.
I'll take that 14.5.
I got 9.5 would be plus 246.
Ooh. Both juicy. Let's go big or go home. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Last one I'll throw at you. I like the way he played last week. I feel like the vibes are strong. He's talking about changing his phone number. He changed his putter for this weekend. Ooh. It's a tournament that many people probably won't watch, and I don't blame it. That's fine. I'm probably not going to watch. CJ Cup going on. I got Brooksy winning this weekend, plus 610. I love the way he played yesterday. He has not teed off yet today, right?
No, right now he's plus 640.
Plus 640. Okay, yeah. He must have bogeyed his first hole. That's awesome. Because I just locked him in at plus 610.
He doesn't tee off till 10:45.
Okay, so maybe somebody else jumped him on the leaderboard or something.
Jordan Spieth, 8 under. He has caught the lead.
Ooh, okay.
And you can still get it right now plus at 830? Plus 830.
Yeah, it's not a bad bet. Back in Dallas, boy. I'm on Brooksy, though, this weekend. Okay. I thought he played pretty well last week. He just couldn't putt. Now, not many guys could putt at the PGA Championship.
Now, that was an impossible place to putt.
I thought he was hitting the ball well, though. Like, he's finding his groove a little bit. He's due for
one of
these.
It's a matter of time. He will put it all together 1 week.
Yes.
And he will blow the field away.
There you go. There is your Chauncey Billups card of the weekend. How do we feel? We're feeling good about that one?
Yeah.
Well, let's go win some money, huh? Let's close it up. Get you set for the rest of the weekend. Some final thoughts on the sports world. Any more updates on the Blazer coaching search? Poll question of the day. We'll wrap it up next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Last one for us, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed it to the start of the show, the great news of the day is not that Brandon Sprague was not here. It's that Papa Swigard has made it home.
Yes.
Safely in one piece. Rehab begins now. Family and friends can go visit.
Continues. But yes.
That's got to be a reprieve, I'd imagine, for all your family to be like, hey, we can go see him now. Like, there's a lot of people who are not easy to just fly to El Paso.
Very much. He's ready to have some visitors and start to reconnect. And he wants to see all his grandkids. So hopefully they'll be able to have a chance to go check out.
Grandpa, say what's up.
So, yeah, he's got his voice back, so he can chat a little bit. And, so that will be encouraging and help get through what is still
a long journey ahead.
A lot of different rehab to undergo.
Well, good kudos to the kiddo, Jason Swigard, for riding 30 hours in a medical transport van. And I'm sure that wasn't comfortable, but it was great to get. I mean, that was so brutal, the announcement when we found out. And so glad that your last couple weeks has been a little hectic, to say the least, Swag.
I spent 18 of the last 40 days in El Paso.
Hopefully the dust settles a little bit and we get a little sense of normalcy forward.
We can get some routine going, so I'll be here and then I will have the planned family vacation.
Yes, an actual vacation. Not spending time in a hospital.
And then after that, I'm home. Once I get back for July, like, there might be a day or something I take off.
Take a random day.
And unless I'm going to start going back on pilot's road trips, I'm here for
Swag's here.
We are hauling the mail.
Swag Daddy's not going anywhere.
All of football season, baby.
It'll be here before we know it, man. So congrats to Papa Swag on making the trip home. Swag has returned. We'll be here back together on Tuesday. Sprague's out. Little 4-day weekend. It's kid's birthday, so he took today off. And Memorial Day reminder. I want to let people know, don't send me a tweet angrily asking why we're not on the air.
No, Monday's a holiday.
You will
get
not be here.
Portland Fire basketball in the right there around dinner time. So a lot of people, if you are venturing out, will be on your way back.
We're
the home of the Fire.
We are the home of the Fire. Yes, I'm aware
of that. Most games will be on 910, but we had the opportunity and it was a holiday and it's like, no, let's share the Fire with the fan audience.
We are 1 week away, by the way, from the Caitlin Clark Portland game.
Well, let's hope she plays.
Is it next Saturday or next Friday? I know it's next weekend.
I'll have to look.
It's right around the corner. That I know. And it's interesting. So we didn't talk a ton about it, but there was the story out of Indy on the stuff with Caitlin Clark. So she got in trouble because they didn't play her the other night against the Fire. And I mentioned it on the show yesterday because I was pissed. Like, I'm not watching that much WNBA basketball, but I'm checking it out. I'm trying to follow the local team and all that.
Saturday, May 30th.
Okay, so it's a week from tomorrow.
5 p.m. tip in Moda Center.
If she doesn't play,
if you don't have tickets,
I'm taking a tiki torch out front of that building if she's not playing.
You're
going
to have to
there.
Pay extra.
What is that? I mean, it's just insanity. So I was bummed, though, because I turned on the game. I got into my quad box the other night. They're in Indiana.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, let's see. Kayla Clark, this is cool.
Not so much.
Not playing. Crowd's not even
Aaliyah
sold
Boston
out.
Aaliyah Boston did play.
She was fine. She's good.
I would argue she's their best player.
Oh, that's a bit of a hot take, is it not?
I don't know that it is. Go watch.
I mean, I won't pretend that I watch, but
she's their best player.
All around players. Caitlin Clark not a good defender.
There are ways you can take advantage of Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
At the defensive end,
she's got a bit of a James Harden vibe to her. Are you telling me she's a sieve? You attack her, switch on to Caitlin Clark.
Depending on matchups.
Okay. All right. I mean, I also want to be fair to her because she only played like 10 games all year, and it's only 4 games into the season, and she got off to a really rough start.
Yeah.
So, you know.
If you had an expansion draft and had the choice,
you would take Aaliyah Boston.
Aaliyah Boston, Caitlin Clark.
Over Caitlin Clark.
I would take Aaliyah Boston.
Wow. Do you care about business?
If I'm the coach, I want
to
win. This is Tom Dundon. I want to win.
Part of it. Does it not have to be a part of it? Caitlin Clark right now is 4th in the league in scoring. What does she ever do? 24.3 a game. So that's not bad. I'll take your word for it, though. I don't watch WNBA basketball. But I was trying to watch the other night. She was in the lineup. And they got in trouble for that. And so she's now a game-time
decision. She
wasn't
on the initial injury list.
People are like, the Greg Doyle guy who got in trouble when she first got there for asking a really creepy question.
Yeah.
That wasn't good. But he's like their lead columnist at the Indy Star or whatever. He's already raising the flagpole of like, they're going to screw this up. She's a free agent in 2027. She can go, I don't know what the CBA's rules are, if you can sign or restrict or whatever. I don't know how that works. But they're basically already raising the alarm of, like, get your ass together in the next 2 years because she drives our summer economy.
Right.
You have the Pacers. You have the Colts. You have, like, there's a lot of stuff going on. This is, like, she's the summertime economy in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Ticket sales are through the roof. Prices are through the roof. If you lose her, all of that disappears, and it kills all the business
ideas. Yeah, because
there's
another... How many more expansion teams? One or two?
There's more coming.
Detroit's coming. Is Philadelphia coming?
There's more down the pipe. I know that.
Okay.
I know that. 25-9-5. Not their best player on swag. That's a hot take. I love it. It's spicy. The end of the show. We'll see her in person. Well, I won't in person, but I'll watch it on TV next Saturday when she's
Yeah, the Hops are home next week, so unfortunately I would not be able to get out there and take that in.
It sounds like the latest from old Shams is that Dylan Harper will be a game-time decision tonight for the Spurs.
Okay.
So they're going to go through. I mean,
what about Fox?
Right? I think it's the same for Fox. They're going to put him through.
He's got an ankle issue. I forgot what Dylan Harper's
doing. Dylan
was
a hand. Was it a hamstring?
With a hammy?
Or was that J-Dub?
J-Dub's is a hammy. It's an ongoing hammy, which is why I don't think we're going to see him.
The Harper one was weird the other night with him getting hurt, leaving, and then walking back and then getting escorted back to the locker room. That was a little strange. That leads to, like, we live in a day and age, too, with conspiracy theories all over the place, and there was a guy with, like, a FanDuel logo on his shirt who ushered him back, and I was like, what's this guy doing? He's cooking the box! I had Spurs! So we'll see if he plays. I hope that would be a bummer, like, We have waited, and at least I have. I haven't thought the playoffs have been that compelling. I know basketball bros will disagree with me. But part of it is this thought of, like, can we just get to OKC San Antonio? Because I know it's a heavyweight fight that's coming in the conference
and
finals.
And it's delivered so far.
Both games have been great. Now, game two wasn't quite game one, but that's asking it to live up to a massive.
Well,
like, you're not going to live up to that. If we lose, if Fox and Harper can't go, and OKC ends up running away in like a gentleman sweep, a competitive. That's kind of a bummer for me.
Yeah, a little bit.
You want teams to be healthy. You want full strength this time of year. You don't want to see teams banged up. So hopefully those guys are able to go tonight.
Well, especially
I hate both teams.
Cleveland can't get it together at home.
Are you rooting for a team in that series, by the way, in the West?
The Knicks are.
Knicks are an easy rooting interest.
Oh,
for me.
In the West?
In the West. Are you rooting for one of them?
I love what the Thunder do as a basketball team.
What about the SGA flopping? Does it bother you?
I don't think he flops inordinately more than other top players.
Sure, that might be the case. Somebody put together a montage of him from game two.
Well, I think there's a lot of players you can go do that to.
He legitimately fell down every time he shot the ball. And the majority of them, they didn't even call a foul. Like, he just falls.
I think there's a lot of guys you can do that with.
There probably is.
So I don't think it's inordinate compared to other stuff.
Yeah. Wemby's just such a freak. I kind of want to see him on the big stage at MSG. Like, no matter who wins, it sucks. It's not good for us long term in the West. But I think I came into the series thinking I was going to root for the Thunder, and I think I've switched my opinion. I think I'm rooting for, not rooting for, but I would prefer saying it's more palatable for me if San Antonio wins. That will do it for us, folks. Good little show. Thank you, Swag. Great to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I'm back for good. So, we're ready.
And go hit a bucket this weekend, all right?
Go hit a bucket.
Go dust off the old
clubs.
I
believe the French Open kicks in, so hey. You know that tickles me in a... in an odd spot.
Go tickle yourself this weekend, all right?
Well, and it's great because it's in Europe, so when I wake up early in the morning because my body clocks off.
It's like the Open Championship. Yeah. It's on. I'm like, hey, 4 in the morning,
let's
go. I
got live sports.
Well, enjoy all of it. We are not here on Monday. It is Memorial Day.
Yes.
Remember why everybody has Memorial Day off. Take a moment to reflect on that this weekend. We will be back. The band will be back together on Tuesday. So everybody have a great weekend. Beat the heat today. Hopefully you're going out and playing some golf. Enjoy all that sunshine and the beautiful weather. We will talk to you Tuesday at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harris and Marang is next. You listen to 105.1 FM The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.